free speech and the First Amendment will die with hate law. We have 5 hate laws pending in the Congress now. 1 is passed, grafted on like an ugly tumor to an even, well, equally as ugly military war death funding bill, and is apparently headed to the imposter-in-chief to sign. I wonder, ultimately, who's going to be first to challenge any law that that man signs in the courts as being illegal. In fact, if it can be proven he's not fit to be the president, he is a felon instantly on the spot. All right, let's talk to Reverend Ted Pike and find out where we are, as there was a tremendous surge of noise from the gay community. The homosexuals demanding Obama sign the hate bill. They don't give a hoot about what it's attached to, of course. But, Ted, are you there?
Yes, I am, Jeff.
Thanks for being back.
Yeah, thank you.
My pleasure. All right, so where are we? This is not good, ladies and gentlemen. We've been talking about this for years. Ted's been working for over 2 decades of his life trying to preserve and protect the First Amendment to the Constitution. If we lose the First Amendment, it's all over. Now look what's happened in Germany. Look what's happened in Canada and other countries that have passed these horribly draconian. We're supposed to be an advanced civilized species, passing laws to put people in prison because they don't agree with a certain politically correct viewpoint on homosexuality, or on some religious movement, some political movement, whatever. It's crazy. Ted, please.
Actually, Jeff, the federal hate crimes bill, which was attached to the military authorization bill, did pass the House of Representatives last Thursday. And although the Senate wrangled about it and feisty Republicans tried to strip it off in the Senate the previous Tuesday, It never came to a vote. And so here we are coming into this week with basically a window of opportunity here of at least several days.
So nothing happened today?
No, today was Memorial Day, and Congress was not in session.
Got it.
And the legislative calendar for the Senate does not list the defense authorization bill for discussion tomorrow. They have something else on there.
Columbus Day today.
Yeah, excuse me, Columbus Day. And what this means is we have at least 2 or 3 days now in which people can bombard Obama's White House with emails demanding that he be true to his promise, which he stated in the blunt, no uncertain terms a number of times this spring and summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As late as the VFW convention in August, he said to the Democratic Congress, he said, if you add $100 billion more of unnecessary F-35 engines onto this defense bill, I will veto it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's exactly what the Democrats did. Right in his face, they defied him last week,
right.
And the conference committee came out. They announced, we are going to defy the president. We are going to indenture the American people to $100 billion more.
Same amount that he said he wouldn't touch. You're right.
Yeah. Now we have a golden opportunity here right now for people to fax in. And now I'm not encouraging phoning. I'm not email in. I'm not encouraging phoning or faxing because those are usually jammed. But you can email in to the president at the whitehouse.gov website. We'll give that again here in a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, I have two simple statements, which you can find all over the place at truthtellers.org, especially on our action page. All this information is there. But I'm encouraging people right now, right after this program, it'll only take you 5 minutes to...
5 minutes, less than that.
Yeah, go to whitehouse.gov and paste in these two statements. In fact, we've got them all ready for you there on the action page. You don't even have to type them out. You just send them. It says, Mr. President, I will vote out Democrats at midterms if you sign the freedom-destroying federal hate crimes bill. Number one email, Mr. President, I will vote out Democrats at midterms if you sign the freedom-destroying hate crimes bill. And then email number two, Mr. President, I expect you to keep your promise. to veto any military authorization bill that wastes $100 billion of taxpayers' money on unnecessary F-35 jet engines. Again, a little slower. Mr. President, I expect you to keep your promise to veto any military authorization bill that wastes $100 billion of taxpayers' money on unnecessary F-35 jet engines. And you can email those to www.whitehouse.gov/contact. Again, that's www.whitehouse.gov/contact. Now, there are actually rumblings in the homosexual community of great dissatisfaction with Obama. I was just reading the Washington Blade, the online national gay rights newspaper, and they are grousing about Obama. They say Obama is all talk, and he won't give us the kind of real leadership and fast action that we need. He gives lip service to the hate bill, gives lip service to end the Employment Non-Discrimination Act, and so on. And there does seem to be some evidence that Obama is listening with one ear cocked to the American people and to these town hall meetings, and is sensitive to the fact that people are describing his administration as ending our freedoms, leading in a number of bills and fronts toward erosion of our First Amendment liberties. Now, I believe that Obama is very angry at the Democrats. This is his first veto threat to the Democrats, and a new president does not want to lose that. And what we want to do is remind him that there are literally thousands of Americans out here who are very familiar with his promises in the summer and the spring that he will not allow $100 billion extra to go on this arms a hate bill package. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, if we can bombard him, and the good news is I am getting an excellent response out of this from Christian conservative leaders are starting to hear about this, and we'll talk about more of that in just a minute.
Good, Ted, good. All right, whitehouse.gov/contact, www.whitehouse.gov/contact. Go to truthtellers.org and pick up the two emails. Send two emails off. It'll take you 2 minutes max. Make your voice heard. Be right back. Okay, and we're back to Ted Pike, talking about the hate bill, and we do have a reprieve. Somebody has given us an extra chance here. Go to truthtellers.org. There are two simple sentences. You want to graft one to each email and send them to whitehouse.gov/contact. Very simple. Millions of them need to go in there. Don't worry about your name on a list. It's way too late for that. Just get out there and do it. Please, as soon as I get off the air, I'm going to send mine. I may send more than one or two. We've got to put the pressure on. Oh, sure, they can hit the delete key. We all know that. But they do track these things, folks. Make no mistake about it. Go ahead, Ted.
Actually, we are right on the edge of either a tremendous deliverance or a tremendous disaster. If Obama does sign the hate bill, we are going down the slippery slope very rapidly toward the kind of near-totalitarian free speech Gestapo they have in Canada. But on the other hand, if we grasp this, it's not a vision or an ideal or our imagination. This is a very substantive challenge which Obama gave. He wanted Congress to remember it. Congress defied him. Right now, there's a loggerheads here. I believe Obama is burned at these Democrats, and this is a perfect time to let the president know that those who oppose the hate bill, those who oppose the military authorization bill with $100 billion extra pork on it, vastly outnumber those politicians or the gay rights and the ADL and so on who are pushing for the hate bill. And so we just, the people need to roar now. They need to speak. And, And literally every good man and woman needs to come to the aid of their country right
That's
now.
Absolutely the truth.
Yeah, and this week I sent over to you an article about the announcement, the rather inflated and self-congratulatory announcement by the Anti-Defamation League the day after the hate bill passed.
Oh, I've got it posted up there.
Yeah, it passed in the House. And let me just read a sentence out of this. It says, "The end of the legislative path for the hate crimes bill also marks the beginning of the next campaign training prosecutors and law enforcement officials about the new law. ADL stands ready to help lead that continuing effort." Now, ADL, for as long as I can remember, has assured legislators, both on the federal and the state level, that when the federal hate bill is passed, very little will change. This is just a high-minded attempt by ADL to make sure that there's a backstop of federal power and authority to intervene in case a state might someday not want to enforce hate crimes laws or be unable to do so. Now that charade has fallen down and we're seeing the true motivation here, ADL is now in a new campaign to train an army of prosecutors in the United States.
The mask is off, folks.
That's right. Law enforcement, legal, Justice Department, they're all the new campaign ending at least 10 years of lobbying to get this hate bill. They're going to have another 10 years to train prosecutors in order to go after Christians, conservatives, anyone who thinks for himself and is politically correct in this country. So ADL is declaring itself here to be laying the foundation, I believe, for a legal and a prosecutorial widespread system which could conceivably begin to be filling up these FEMA camps in the years
ahead. Well, it's a Gestapo template is what I see. They're going to do it through the system, but it doesn't matter.
Yes.
This is really hideous.
Yes, it is. Now this approval of the hate bill on Thursday, it sent spasms of joy through the homosexual community and obviously through the ADL. But the fact is that hate bill is still not signed by the president. It still has not been ratified by the Senate. That could take a number of days. I am praying to God Almighty, believe me, for more delays this week and even putting it into next week in order to marshal a tremendous tidal wave of support. How do you like that? Support for the president that he will uphold his veto threat against this defense bill if it has all of these engines on it. And I believe there are signs that he is worried about midterms next year. He may even be worried about his own presidency and living down this reputation that he is dedicated to trashing the morals of America.
Right, right.
And I think that can get to him, especially if, you know, every communication that comes into a government official, the rule of lobbying is it stands for 1,000 people who feel the same way but didn't have the scratch to actually
That's the geometry of it. That's right.
And I know, I believe almost the thousands are coming in already. I'm getting very good response. I can think of six or seven talk show hosts and organizations who've already told me and assured me that they're sending out to all their constituents. In fact, Gordon Klingenschmidt, who is this Navy chaplain, Christian chaplain, who was thrown out of the Navy because he used the name of Jesus Christ in a prayer, public prayer in the Navy, he told me that he sent it out to his 36,000 of his supporters.
Mm-hmm.
And he wrote an excellent article with my point of view, which was published today in WorldNet Daily. And so even in WorldNet Daily today, that vast audience is becoming aware of this alternative. And this, you see, this is the only alternative left to us. The Republicans, especially in the House, fought like bearcats to try to strip it off. They tried to strip it off in conference. They failed, and I'm afraid they will probably fail in the Senate when it comes through in the next few days. So all options are done as far as legislative maneuvering to kill the hate bill. But on the other hand, I think we have a very strong option here as concerned lovers of freedom to get those emails going in. Let's absolutely inundate the White House in the next few days with the strong message that we are not going to stand for a hate crimes bureaucracy being established in America.
Well, it's a federal bureaucracy which will be overseen and run by the ADL.
Yes.
How much more clear does it have to be, people? You've got to understand. The ADL has used homosexuals and minority groups for years to promulgate their agendas. Not so hidden that you can't see them, but the average person might not get it. Look who's behind the bill. By the way, how many states have hate laws on the books now?
ADL is proud that they have induced 45 U.S. states to adopt some version of their model anti-hate law.
Mm-hmm. And some would say, well, what is their problem? Why do they want a federal law? More power, folks.
Absolutely. It's centralized control in which they, behind the scenes, as they can mix synagogue with state behind the scenes.
And they will. Absolutely.
Yeah, they accuse us as right-wingers or Christians of mixing religion and politics and so on, but they are the master hypocrites uniting synagogue with state, uniting ADL, which is an adjunct of a worldwide Jewish religious organization, the Neighboreth International, under the Hate Crime Statistic Act of 1990, which ADL passed for itself. It stipulates there the Attorney General gave them complete rights to teach all law enforcement, all federal officials and the Justice Department, FBI, from top to bottom, all of ADL's twisted terminology and hate crimes reporting techniques and all that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
ADL is up to this to their eyebrows in a vested interest of basically ending free speech and going after Christian conservatives.
Going after a lot of people. And this will be the end of America totally as we knew it. If Obama wants at all to have a place in history which will treat him reasonably, I mean an honest history, forget the Nobel Peace Prize, he's got to decline this bill. He has to veto it. He just has to. And they'll get the money. The military will get the money. First of all, we don't want the military to keep getting this money. That's another issue entirely. 20, 40, 60, 80,000 more troops for Afghanistan. The money will be there. If they want it, they're going to get it. But this is another issue entirely. This declares war on the American way of life. This declares war on the Constitution. This definitely shows their concern for the Constitution is virtually nil.
Yes. Well, you know, Obama is being criticized for being indecisive in Afghanistan and so on. And I think this is a perfect opportunity for him to let the Congress know, let the American people know that he is decisive. He will honor his oft-repeated promise that he will veto the military defense bill.
Here he has a chance for once not to stab his supporters in the back by breaking his word.
That's right. And if the American people can so overwhelm him with their point of view rather than him listening to the homosexual lobby. On Sunday, there were tens of thousands of homosexuals in the mall actually marching down from the White House to Congress, basically demanding, making absolutely sure that Obama knows that they want this hate bill. They want it passed. But we have to outshout them, overwhelm them with
reality. Okay, truthtellers.org, all the information is right there. Just go to Ted Pike's site, email the White House, let them know. One email equates to, in their minds, about 1,000 people. That's how much clout you have. You have 1,000 people at your fingertips and your mouse right now. Ted, thank you. Let's get at it.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, good night.
Good night.
Reverend Ted Pike. Well, we have another chance. We've got to do this. I'm going to do it right now, as soon as we say good night. So I'm going to say good night. We'll be back in 21 hours. See you tomorrow.